way that this draft turned out for our team. We really feel strongly about the players and the people that we're able to add to the core that we have. I think certainly the theme of a lot of these picks is that we've got some defensive-minded guys. We've got some athletes. We also have some people that we've accumulated in this draft that come from winning backgrounds. And those are things that we've emphasized in our scouting process. And they culminate in a night like this. So tomorrow, when some of these guys arrive, we all have a chance to meet them and start to build a relationship with them. I think you'll be thoroughly impressed with them as people as much as you will be with them as players. If I could talk a little bit about each guy, let me start with Russell. Russell Westbrook is, in our opinion, the best defender in the draft, best performing defender in the draft. We had him targeted from early in the year. He's a competitor, and he is the ultimate teammate. Obviously, comes from a new background at UCLA. And let me give you just a quick anecdote about him. So when we interview the players who come in from across the draft process, I always like to ask them, who's the toughest guy you played against? Who are some people that you respect during the year? And because there's some Pac-10 players in this draft this year, that was in the broken record, Russell Westbrook. But I felt like it was a movie. His competitors have tremendous respect for him, and his teammates have tremendous respect for him. And that kind of character and defensive mentality are what we're attracted to. Right? It's important for our team. We talk about Serge a little bit. Serge will stay overseas and play most likely in Spain. He is, again, we think he might be one of the top-tier athletes in this draft. Tremendous body, tremendous and ferocious offensive rebounder, but also able to make shots and has nice range for an athlete that size. And again, he'll stay and mature, and we'll work with him from a developmental standpoint over the period of time that he's overseas. And we really feel good about adding, again, another player to the program that will be developing, and we'll be working with him as that happens. And he'll be maturing during a period of time. We're going to have some flexibility coming up. DJ White. This is a young man that is blue collar. He's humble, but he is tough. And we are excited to have him with our organization. We had always felt strongly about him as a rebounder, with great length, and also ability to make face-up jump shots. But when we got a chance to see him up close competing and sit down with him, we were blown away by this young man's maturity, his character. So we feel really good about what we're able to do in the first round this year. John Harden, out of Cal, again, a Pac-10 player, another athlete, big body, defensive-minded, shot blocker, rebounder. Later in the second round, we were shocked that he was able to get him when we did. And again, quality and thing, we feel really good about adding him to the program as well. So, with that said, Sasha Cohen was in a deal with Cleveland, and that'll be announced later on. Sorry if I'm a little hoarse. We've been on the phone and making a lot of decisions. So I'll open it up from here. Be happy to answer anything you guys have.
Questions for Sam?
How much input did you get from Mr. Bennett when he was up there?
obviously, in any decision-making process, you obviously keep your own informed. Plays tremendous in terms of giving us authority and ability to do what we feel is necessary to put the basketball team together. So we certainly share our decisions, and he has to approve them, but he's a tremendous proponent for our basketball operation.
Next question. I'm sorry, guys. Just wait for the microphone here. Greg, you have a question. Greg?
Hey, Sam. There was a lot of speculation on who you were going to take with that fourth pick. When did you finally determine that you were going to take Westbrook? And was there kind of a key thing or moment where you decided, hey, this is the guy?
Obviously, leading up to the days of the draft, you're always debating and making sure that you have the different scenarios prepared. I'm trying to think if there was a key moment. I think the more we thought about just the speed of the game and how that's rewarded today, both ends of the floor, he's a guy that really can fix that bill. And ultimately, there's a lot of great players, but we really felt like he was the right fit for our team. And obviously, the defensive component to what he brings, that's going to be a guy that's really attractive. Jerry?